Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Love and Life. This is your girl, Mahogany Wood. And I have had the pleasure of being joined today by my girly girl, my good Judy, Miss Kaya Walker, girl. Good morning, Kaya.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you today?
I am wonderful this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Relatively, I'm okay. Relatively fine.
Yes, it's still
relatively
early.
Yeah, it is early, yes. But this is more like the evening for me. More like my come home and fold up laundry and wine time.
Yes, yes.
You know, but it's 3:00 somewhere.
Right?
It's 3:00 somewhere. Good morning, world. How are you doing? How are you doing, world? World said, yes, we're doing fine. Thank you. World says, we're doing fine, bitch. What? What, bitch?
Exactly, right? It's
early.
What?
What, bitch? What? Okay, I'm not woke yet. You know, look, I ain't got time for all that. For those of you on the East Coast and the Central Time and Mountain Time, good morning. West Coast, good morning. I want to give a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting over the weekend in Orlando at the nightclub Pulse. It's a very sad situation that happened, and after a moment of silence, we'll go into the story of what had happened. The motherfucker deserved to die. The motherfucker deserved to die, okay? The motherfucker deserved to die. The motherfucker deserved to die. Okay. Ooh, okay. You can't expect to go to a nightclub and spray 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And not think that nothing was going to happen to your ass. And then you want to pull guns on the damn police, too, after you get out, you climb out that hole in the wall. You want to shoot at the police, too? You want to shoot at the police, too? Oh, I'm so glad they lit your ass up.
Took so long to get there. They took almost 30 minutes to get there.
Really?
People are very upset about that because... But what they said was, in a nightclub, you know how the music is so loud, and you can't distinguish. Some people couldn't distinguish if it was actually gunshots or if it was coming from the speakers.
Right, whether it was music or firecrackers or...
Right. Or what was, you know, if it was special effects or what was going on. So
right.
The police really didn't get that's why so many was killed in such a period of time, and he held hostages and all that, because in a nightclub where something like that happens, I think the security couldn't call because he was shot. It should be some way too that the DJ should know what is going on so the music can cut and people can, you know, get a grasp of it. And so a lot of people were in shock by this man walking in here with his sword, this gun, and going on a rampage because people couldn't distinguish. And so he caught a lot off guard with people not knowing exactly, you know, what it was.
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, big time, because you had a nightclub.
Right.
And only a handful of nightclubs actually check for weapons and things like that. So... You had a nightclub, you're chilling, okay? And then music these days have all kinds of sound effects in them. They have sirens, they have gunshots, they have, you name it, they got them. You know, so of course they were caught off guard. And then, I mean, it's like, okay, most of these bars and most of the bars that I attend are not heavily guarded. Okay, now when we went out to Burkhart's this weekend, they did have police presence, and they were checking IDs, and they were charging, which I had never seen. In the 20 years I've been here, they've never charged the covers. So I was like, okay, it is a show night, but still, Okay, right. Y'all want to start? Okay. I'm going to put that in my Rolodex so that I don't need to go by y'all no more. Y'all going to be charging. All right. So, you know, so no. So, I mean, no, I understand how he got a chance to, you know, do that to 50 people because, you know, these clubs are not, you know, especially our clubs, you know, gay clubs, they're not heavily guarded because who going to fuck with us?
Right.
I mean, yeah, they got people that hate us, but I'm just saying it's not something in the forefront of anyone's mind. But I bet it is now. I bet it is now.
Exactly.
I bet it is now, and I bet everybody gonna start.
A lot of people are saying that is it gonna affect a lot of because it was Pride weekend. Is it gonna affect a lot of Pride because next weekend is New Orleans Pride, and state troopers and everybody's beefing up security here. And they're like, is that the next thing that that ISIS is going to target? It's the gay community.
Wow. Never thought about it.
And I don't know if it's because the president is so for gay rights that they're trying to get him where it hurts, I guess. Because he, and I'm glad he came out as soon as he did and called it a terrorist attack, and
yes.
showed how much he really was deeply concerned for the victim.
Yes.
And I'm proud of my president for that. He always stepped up when he needs to step up.
Yes.
He wasn't a let us check first, let us see. No, he was briefed, and that's the first thing that came out of his mouth, and I'm glad for that.
Yes.
He is also investigating the FBI because this guy had been on the FBI list for so long.
Yes.
So he's also
yes.
Investigating them. So I'm so glad for that as well.
Yes.
And I am so hurt for the families because the mother actually came forward with her son's text message that was in the club. And he told his mom that where he was and that he was that he loved her and that, you know, he think he's going to die. And he said, but him and a whole bunch of other people are hiding in the bathroom. And then he texted her again and he said, he's here, Mom. We're going to die. And shortly after, you know, she didn't hear any more texts from him. So a lot of people there are at the hospital waiting to hear about their family members. They all have them outside, away from, you know, from being inside the hospital. That had to be very hurtful for a mother to stand outside of a club waiting to see if her son is going to actually walk out. If she went to the club. And, I mean, it's heart-wrenching that, you know, you take someone when they're vulnerable because
I mean, really.
In a nightclub, especially a gay nightclub. And like one of the YouTubers said, so many gay men and young boys are scared to come out. We were just talking about this at Justin's main event. And someone asked, how does a gay guy be himself or whatever? And you find a place where you're serene and you can be yourself, such as a gay club. You can let your hair down, per se, and be yourself. And for somebody to come in and invade it, the YouTuber asked, is that going to make people that's in the closet and that wants to come out shy back in, be scared that, oh, something's going to happen to me? I can't go to a place where I'm comfortable, you know, and to be honest, I mean, that's why I think a lot of people stay in the closet. People shun them and talk about them, but you have to realize this was a big thing, I mean, a big shooting that happened. But sometimes this happens on a smaller scale where it's not nationwide.
Right.
And to see that if people start to feel that they're being targeted, they're going to stop being themselves, and that's when issues and problems are going to happen. And I just feel that Mr. Martinez, he got what he deserved. And I hate to say that, but you came in with such hate. And to say Muslims and Afghanistan people are supposed to be so religious, you take so much time out of your day to pray, but then you take people alive. I don't get that. I don't get that.
Mm. Mm.
And I hate to knock their culture and their religion because they believe in dying for what they believe. But at the same time, you taking someone's life. You're not God.
Right.
And
right.
You pray
Who
to
gave
him.
You the authority? Who gave
right.
you the authority to kill people that don't line up with your way of life? That's what
exactly.
got me pissed off. Because guess
exactly.
what? Your way of life over there in some sand-ridden town that you live in does not concern me. It
exactly.
doesn't concern me that you have seven wives and seven husbands
exactly.
or whatever, or whatever the fuck they do over there. That doesn't concern
exactly.
me at all. I have no desire to kill them. I have no desire to change their way of life and their way of living. They could eat dirt for all I fucking care.
Exactly. But did you, when you heard about it, were you more enraged that it happened in a club? Or were you more enraged that, because you know people are drinking, people are at their more relaxed state. I mean, and you know I hang at a lot of gay clubs. Everybody is so relaxed, and just like when we went to Blake's and the guy came and hugged us and stuff like that, like everybody is just so friendly. And that's the thing I was more enraged about. A lot of
yeah.
people were more enraged about it being Gay Pride Weekend and somebody to do this and put a damper on Gay Pride Weekend.
That's a valid point for them. It's
but
a valid point
me,
for them, but me. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead because I was asking you the question.
For me, I'm more outraged that it was a nightclub, and
uh-huh.
the fact that you know nightclubs don't have a policy for stuff like this. This is new.
Right.
You know. But, you know, we don't have a policy for things like this. This is new. Now we got to rethink everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not only everybody else being attacked or being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone now. Nobody's
right.
safe. That's what's so
right.
fucking scary about it. You know, I
right.
thought in my naivety that, you know, other stuff, other things or other areas would be attacked if they were to be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it had something to do with American nationalism or what have
mm-hmm.
But now, you know, with this motherfucker, it's a whole nother thing now. It's not just black or white. It's not
right.
just race. It's just it's not just your sexuality now. It's everyone now. It's
right.
everyone now. I would have been outraged if it was a straight club. I would have been outraged if it was a Muslim club. I would have been
mm-hmm.
outraged if it was a any innocent people.
Right.
Any innocent people, I would have been outraged. So I'm just
right.
like, you know, I'm like really, really like, really throwing, I'm like throwing the fuck off. I mean.
Right.
You know, I'm almost dumbfounded. Like, I just can't even, like, get it all. I can't even take it all in. You know, I can't even. Because, like, it could have been any one of my friends. It could have been any
mm-hmm.
one of my loved ones. It could have been
right.
any one of my straight allies that was in
right.
that club that night. You know what I'm saying? Because we travel all over
right.
the country and go to
right.
different functions and stuff.
Especially,
you know, so it's like. Go ahead.
I mean, you just came from Pride in D.C. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Pride is where people go to let their hair down. And for this to be Orlando's Pride weekend, and this to happen, you actually, and they're in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
it could have been someone there with their family that was, they were going to Disney, and they could have been just going out for the night.
Right, they made a whole thing, right, had a whole thing planned, like they had the whole week planned out. You know, we're going to do this night, then we're going to do this the next night, and then on the third day we're going to do Disney and blah, blah, blah. You know, people had plans. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
Right.
You know.
And I had a friend check in. she was there. Mm-hmm. She was actually down the street at another club, and she was going to that club first, but she decided to go to that club, and she said, well, I'll check out that club tomorrow night. And she checked in on Facebook and said that she was fine. She decided not to go to that club that night. She decided to go to another club, and she was going to go to that club that night. And she heard about it. So she, like she said, she could have been in that club. She's a mother of five. And she that's where she hangs at gay clubs. So she could have been in that club. So that's like really like you right down the street, and her first mind was to go to that club, and then she, someone else told her about another club, so she went there and she said she'll check out this club that night. I mean, the next night. So if she wouldn't have got deterred to the other club, her five kids would have been motherless. Mm. So, I mean, do ISIS think about that? When you go on your mass shootings, do you think about what you're doing? Do you understand that these are people's families that you're taking?
No, I don't think they care. I don't think they care because they want to. I don't think they care because they want to. Show us by some kind of strange, twisted fucking way that we're not living right.
Right.
And you know what? I don't like that from any religion or religious folk. I don't like that from any religious folk because you have no authority to kill anyone that does not line up with your religion. You do not have the right to kill anyone that does not line up with your religion or your way of life. I would tell that to a Christian. I would tell that to Buddha. I would tell that to Mother Teresa. I would tell that to the atheist. You know what I'm saying? You don't believe in no God. So, I mean, who?
Exactly. That's my point. How can you believe in a God that preaches hate? If you believe in God, then you don't believe in hate. And that's hate. So what kind of God do you serve if you serve a God that tells you, you know what? No, because this God that you serve actually spoke that created everyone. And
everyone.
I'm sorry. Gay men and women come from straight people. So if you gonna start to criticize and take people's lives, know exactly what you're doing. Because I don't know a God that hates. And if that's a God that hates that you're serving, I don't want to serve him.
I just don't. I don't get it. I mean, I understand the devil is busy. I understand the devil is busy. And there's nothing we can actually do about it until something happens. But from now on, we have to have everything. We're going to have everything armed where people gather. Because, you know, with security and whatnot, because I don't know that many. I could count like one or two clubs off the top of my head that have an armed presence at their door. Look, Atlanta Mix.
But that's true, especially gay clubs. Because, I'm going to tell you, when I was in Atlanta, I visited straight clubs, gay clubs. The gay clubs are so lax. Like, come in with family. We don't need to do all that. You know, it's love up in here. When you go to the straight clubs, they patting you down. But I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people, that once they pat them down and they went through that door, yeah, they had their pieces and their socks and everything else.
Oh, yeah, and their legs.
And they get pat down very well. But trust and believe, they still got their pieces on.
Somewhere.
But in the gay club, it's so much love. Like, it's like, you know, that's why I started hanging in gay clubs, to be honest with you. Everybody just wants you to have a good time. It's not about who you are, what you have on, what you're doing. It's just about love. Like, let's just have a good time. We all here for the same reason.
Yep.
And it is just like, and why take that from, this is going to be
innocent people. Why take that from innocent people? Okay.
Right.
See, and this is another thing I have a problem with, okay? He had an intention. He had intent, okay? Because gay bars and gay clubs and gay establishments are in a certain part of town. They got their own part of town, okay? Just like everybody else got their own part of town. And your fucking ass plotted. Your fucking ass plotted plotted to go do this shit.
Yes.
He probably didn't live nowhere near the club. He probably didn't live nowhere in the vicinity of this of these folks. Innocent folks. That's what's got me jacked up. Innocent folks. That's what's got me jacked up. They don't go over there by your box and over there by your part of town and go spit on your stuff and shoot up your stuff and kill your people and stuff for no fucking reason. You know?
Exactly.
There was a story.
When people not messing with you?
Nothing. 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 They said he was in Miami. They said he was in Miami and he saw two men kiss, and he was enraged. And this is what kind of set him off. And I'm like, why is it any of his fucking business?
Why? Exactly.
You know, did somebody make a pass at him? Did somebody, try to kiss him or whatever, touch him on the booty? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it just don't make no fucking sense.
So now you have to be careful if you kiss your significant other that you don't put someone in rage. Get the hell out of here.
I know, right? Right. It's supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, I got to walk around in fear. Now I got to walk around in fear.
Wow.
Now, I'm really rethinking. I'm really rethinking this stuff, okay? With all these lunatics around here, we can't go to the club. We can't go to church. We get shot up in there. I'm like, what's next? We're going to get shot up at Walmart? I mean, really.
Right.
Then the sick gonna be complete. Then we just have to stay inside and have guns.
That's horrible. And did he have any family here in the States?
Say it again?
I wonder if he had family here in the States.
Yeah, I think he does have a few family members in the States. He was born here in 86. And his mom and dad are from Afghanistan originally.
Mm.
So let's see. He had something going on with the FBI had investigated him, but they couldn't find enough evidence against him. So he wasn't under surveillance. He wasn't under surveillance anymore because they didn't have enough evidence. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that. You know what I'm saying? You got to have evidence. You know.
Well, that's why
you
President
have some type
Obama
of
said he's going to brief the FBI on, because he wanted to know exactly what they had on him to have him under the radar at first and then to take it away. What made them decide under who order
to take
it
off.
Away. Right. So that's what President Obama is trying to find out now.
Good.
And
somebody going to get fired.
That.
Good. Yeah, somebody going to get fired. Good. Good. Somebody going to get fired because that loose cannon there. And he never got off the from under the radar.
If he under that for a reason and you're just taking people off on willy-nilly, you should be reasoning.
I mean, I just don't get it. And I don't like living in fear. I'm already, a little skeptical of people anyway.
Right.
You know, we already have our own built-in, small fears. You know what I'm saying? We brush it off. We brush it off and go on about our daily life. You know,
right.
But the more this stuff happens, it's like, okay, oh my God, I don't want to live like this. And I really, honestly, I really don't want to live in a world or live in a country where we have to be armed to death. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all got to be armed and shit and on lookout for the killer. You know,
right.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I want to be free to be packing. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I'm like, is this the world? Is this the world that's what we come into? This is sad. I mean, it's sad that we have people that are so full of hatred that they want to kill somebody, because their eyes are brown or they're black.
My thing is, if you hate so much, just shoot yourself. You don't like what you see.
Exactly. Exactly. You unhappy? You miserable? Kill yourself. Okay? Kill yourself. Kill your motherfucking self.
He could have saved, because he's dead now. So he could have saved a whole bunch of time and money. He would have just pulled a gun on himself.
Really?
And spared a whole bunch
really?
Of
that. Really? Really? Really, and I mean, okay, yes, he was born here. He was an American citizen. He was born here, okay. But what happened to him?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I want to know. What happened to him? What happened to him?
In culture?
That's what I want to know.
In culture, he was too much into his culture and didn't realize. And what sad is, he was doing all this killing, but he might have had somebody really close to him that was gay and didn't even realize it.
You think there was someone coaching him?
No, he probably had someone close to him, and he probably didn't even realize it.
Someone gay close to him?
Uh-huh. Everybody
and probably didn't even know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably didn't know it. He probably didn't know it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised. He probably didn't know it because,
I
mean, like, you know. I think a
lot of people should speak out. Because, yes, it's hate out there, but when people realize it's closer to home than they think, they start to fake it.
That's when you get the empathy. And I was shocked that so many people had poured out their condolences and well wishes. And, you know, I was really shocked at how the news handled it. And the response
mm-hmm.
from the news and everything, I really was. Not to say that
right.
people are hateful and mean and spiteful and anything, or anything, but I was just really, really shocked in a good way that people had really showed up and showed out the support
right.
for these families, okay? Because, you know, there's one or more in every family.
Right, exactly.
There's one or
because
more in every
out.
Right.
And just because they're not out, it could be a reason. They might be scared. But trust me, you got one of these families.
I mean, really. Really. I mean, it's just, I would have been just as outraged if it was any other private club or social activity, social event.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been just as outraged because they're not thinking to be strapped at no damn club. They're not thinking to be on guard at a club. They're going out to let
exactly.
their hair down and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? They're not bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? They're not bothering nobody. I'm outdone. I'm really, really outdone. And I thought I was outdone when that little motherfucker was shot at the people at that church. I thought I was outdone then.
Right.
But then here comes something else. You'd be like, whoa. You know?
Exactly.
You'd be like, wait a minute. You'd be like, whoa. Uh-uh. You know, something else come along and have you, like, just really messed up at the level of hate people have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mind-boggling. I'm still
mad about that little motherfucker from the church because he got the death sentence and people were outraged. They didn't want him to have the death sentence.
Caring after he got sentenced. You know, I stopped keeping up after he got sentenced. I was, you know, satisfied that he got life. I was satisfied that he got life. I'd rather kill him. Yeah, I'd rather kill him instantly. You know, I'd rather than kill him instantly instead of the wait to do it. But, you know, I stopped keeping up after that. I lost, you know, I was satisfied. But that's fucked up. That's fucked
yeah,
up. He shouldn't have got life. He shouldn't have got life. What the fuck he should have got then? Really? What the fuck he should have got? What if it was your grandma, your auntie, your cousin?
Hmm. They said,
huh?
They said he shouldn't die. They feel he should just serve life in prison.
No,
life
that's
in
not
prison
enough.
Is something. Exactly. Thank you.
Mm-mm, that's not enough. He could serve some years and then die. Serve some years and then die. Get tortured while he was in jail. And that's another thing. I wish that motherfucker Habib or whatever the fuck his name was that did this shit. I wish he could suffer.
Exactly.
I hope he getting raped in hell.
I hope he getting raped in hell. He just shot himself. I mean, the police shot him, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the easy way out.
I
hope he's getting raped in hell. I hope he's getting raped in hell. Fuck. Bastard. Fucking bastard. Fucking bastard. Who are you? How dare you take innocent people's lives that have nothing to do with you?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to spend 30 minutes on this. Oh, my God. I just didn't want to do this. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last week, 2 weeks ago, the story about the small child falling into the gorilla pit has reached a new level of crazy. Some folks are saying that the gorilla's life should have been spared and that the mother of the child was negligent. Now, I don't understand how she was negligent when kids get into stuff all the time. You could turn your head, you could turn your head, but 2 seconds, they're gone. And she also had, you know, several other of her children with her besides this one that got into the pit. Okay. So that's a non-issue for me to say that she was negligent. She got three of them motherfuckers plus him. Shit, that's enough to deal with. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then the media want to bring out. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying she had the kids. Go ahead.
Right. So then the media want to dig up the child's father's criminal past. Now, the daddy wasn't even with him at the zoo. So I'm like, what does the daddy's past have to do with the situation? And who in the hell would choose a gorilla over a child? Things happen. Kids are adventurous. Kids get into things all the time. Mothers do not have eyes in the back of their heads. And I love animals just as much as the next person. But if a gorilla has to decide between itself and someone else, they will protect themselves without a doubt and kill the threat with no remorse, okay?
All right.
They would kill the threat. They would kill the threat with no remorse. They wouldn't even think, oh, that's a child. Oh, that's a baby. Fuck that baby. That baby trying to get me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Really?
Exactly.
Really? I'm like, y'all just tripping. Y'all tripping.
And I didn't understand how my question was, when is human life not more important than an animal?
Girl, I think it's been this way for a minute. When it comes to these animal activists and these animal rights people, it's been like that for a minute. It's just been boiled over now to where everybody see it now. Everybody sees the shit now. Because I'm like, what you mean they'd have to kill the gorilla? If they would have shot the gorilla with a tranquilizer, he probably would have thought that the child did it and would have attacked the child. You know, he probably would have said, oh, you stung me, bitch. Oh, you stung me, bitch. You know. And next thing you know, he beat his brains out. You know, I'm like, there's just no way in hell that I'm going to choose an animal over my child. If I had a great dog that had been in the family for years and loved my babies, you know what I'm saying, and just one day click out and bite my baby or something or attack my baby, that dog got to go.
Exactly.
That dog got to go. That dog got to go. I'm sorry. That dog got to go. No. Or that cat, your dog, cat, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Whatever the fuck it is. No. No. They don't have the same thought pattern we do. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about consequences and choices and all the extra things that a human being thinks about. They don't think about those things. They think about, is it food? I'm hungry. Or is it a threat? Or if I'm in danger? It's very self-centered. It's very self-centered. It's not broad like we can be. Some of us can be very self-centered, but, you know, for the most part as humans, we're not that far gone to where we are that self-centered, where it's either food or a threat, you know?
Right.
So that blew my mind that day. Well, they should have spared the gorilla's life. Oh, the mother was being like negligent and stuff, and then the daddy wasn't shit and all that, and the daddy had a criminal past. Who gives a fuck? Who gives
exactly.
a fuck? That little badass boy, climbing that hole that should have been covered up. Okay?
Right.
Okay? They said that hole been there 40 years.
Huh.
They said that hole been there 40 years. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And to the people that are siding with the gorilla, what if it was your child?
Hmm.
Or do you even have children? That's what I want to know.
Right.
Who could say some cruel shit like that? Do they even have children? You know, I'm like, you know, it just mind boggles me. It just blows my mind. It's like, do you even have kids? Do you even have
they
a heart?
They might have one, and that child was under them all the time, and they don't know what it is to be a parent of a lot of kids, and their kids get away, because all kids get away. I don't care how much you try to
all of them.
Chain them in. I don't believe in the leash thing. I don't believe in that, because children are going to be children.
Well, I don't know. I might have to consider. But, you know, they're at the zoo. They're at the zoo. They're going to explore. They're going to look. They're going to climb on the rail and get a good look. And you know what I mean? They're going to do stuff. They're at the zoo,
so
for God's sake.
So if they would have killed, if the gorilla would have killed the kid, would they have been vindicated by that? By saying that they should have spared
him? Right. I'm like, would they have been satisfied to see that on TV? Would they have been satisfied to see that on TV? You know, we got some sick people in this world. We have some sick individuals in this world.
Yeah.
Sick individuals in this world. I don't understand. I really don't. I'm like, well, maybe we need a do-over. You know, maybe we need a meteor to come through and just knock this shit out, you know, real quick. And then another million years, it'll form back again. You know what I'm saying? We can start over.
People, just like the guy that did the shooting and the people with the gorilla, people, I think, are stepping back and not realizing that lives matter. That
no.
I mean, people don't have any type of feelings for life anymore. It's like, okay.
No value for it. No cherishment for it. No,
that's what I was looking for, yeah. I mean, come on.
None of it.
Like,
none of it. No compassion.
Who makes you important to take someone else's life? Who makes you in charge? Oh,
right. It blows my mind. It blows my mind.
And then all these gorilla memes are really getting on my nerves.
Oh, I know.
These gorilla jokes are really going above.
Out the box. They need to stop for real. The boy, daddy, came out and said that God himself will punish those involved in homosexuality. This is not for the service of God. You're damn right.
Hmm.
You're damn right. If anybody gonna punish me, it will be God. You know what I'm saying? Not you. And not your son, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If anybody gonna judge me or condemn me to hell, it's gonna be God. It ain't gonna be no human being on earth. Ooh.
Right. Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Exactly.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm just like, OMG. So his daddy, let's get on his daddy, since we've got a few minutes left. He's an Afghan immigrant who hosts a anti-American TV show and, you know, was calling the Taliban our warrior brothers. Let's see. Because I'm like, there had to be some type of upbringing for him to be so jacked up. I mean, you were born in America.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in America, and I guess the influence, because, I mean, you know, parents have a big influence on kids. They do. Because kids mm-hmm. are, you know, babies and kids are sponges. You know, they soak
right.
up whatever you give them, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
They soak up whatever you give them, good or bad. So I'm like, okay, now we need to go investigate daddy.
Right.
Now we need to go investigate the park and see what the fuck really going on. They say, okay, his former coworkers are saying that he was racist and unstable. He talked about killing people all the time. Oh wow. They should have been had some kind of profiling on him.
Hmm.
How you go to work talking that shit?
Exactly.
How you go to work talking that shit? It's one thing to be racist, but talking about killing people?
People have a problem with difference. How? I mean, that's what makes the world so wonderful, because of differences, different cultures,
really.
Different
It'd
way
be
of
so
life.
Boring if we were the same. It'd be so boring if we was all the same. It'd be so damn boring. You make you want to kill yourself.
Yes.
Shit.
Because, I mean, if you can't help, everybody has a way of. You can have even identical twins, same DNA, same parents, same looks, but have a different way of outlook, a different way of thinking. So how can you just be that angry about the way someone else is made up, someone else is brought up? That is really sad to me.
really sad.
It is horrible. It is really horrible. And it's horrible that that people look at it. Some people are actually looking at this, and the first thing they're screaming is, we need gun control. Gun control.
We need people control. Fuck.
Hello? Gun control, damn it. If at the club, if the people would have had their own guns, they probably would, some lives would have been spared. Don't come at me with that bullshit about gun control. Yes, President Obama does speak on gun control, and yes, I understand his political view on it. Yes, but guns are getting into the hands of people because criminals getting the guns under the table, under the radar.
Right.
That's not saving. That's not stopping the people that legit. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I
don't
would have sent him a whole truckload of guns, and it would have been fine. I don't think it's – hey, I'm for my president. I love my president, but I don't think it's all about gun control. I think it's about people need to get in check. And the people that FBI have on the radio, they need to look a little closer in them. And not just white people off if they don't do something in so many years. No.
Right. Once you're on the FBI list, stay on that motherfucker. Shit.
Exactly. You was on.
Because I'm like,
if
you were bad enough, if you're bad enough to get on their fucking list, you should be on that motherfucker for the rest of your life. You know.
Right, because he was affiliated with one of the bombers for the Boston.
Right. Right.
And
right.
They said they were close, but they didn't feel that they were that close that. But if you're affiliated with these people, and I don't care how often you not talk to them, they got something in your head for you to be that close because you're not going to be comfortable with talking with somebody that's just, you know, going to bomb up somebody.
Right, right, right. There have to be a certain amount of, respect amongst them.
Right.
You know, and an understanding because they're all about the same goal and they're about the same path. So, I mean, I don't want to assume anything, but it's starting to seem like I need to assume a lot.
Right. And then, like gay pride in New Orleans, I was going to go to the festivities. You know me, I love gay pride. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
I am too.
Yes, I think New Orleans is going to beef up their security and state troopers are coming down and whatnot. But I feel the more police presence, the less fun you have.
Right.
It sounds crazy, but it's just people, because then the police are just there and then they get bored and they start to pick on people just having a good time. People like to have a good time.
Yeah. But people tend to get conservative, too, with more of a police presence, too. They tend to get more conservative and whatnot and be more mindful and watchful of what they're doing because they don't want to cause any trouble. Nine times out of ten, these people at these celebrations don't want to. We're going to end it on this note. Thank you for everyone for listening today and taking your time out to enjoy, listen to us and like us on Facebook and catch us every Sunday and Monday for the next week or what have you, for Love and Life, 347-637-3267, or catch us on Facebook. I'm Mahogany Wood. She's Kaya Walker. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.